Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane of NCBA's Washington office. We're back with Ethan in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, Superior Livestock wants to say thank you for a great 2019, and they invite you to be a part of Bell Ringer 33. The 2020 Bell Ringer sale will be happening the 8th and 9th of January, Wednesday and Thursday, at the front end of the National Western Stock Show in Denver, Colorado. Host hotel for Bell Ringer 2020, Doubletree by Hilton on Quebec Street in Denver. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Earlier in 2019, Ethan Lane took over the position of Vice President for Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in their Washington office. And as he looks back over 2019, he says top of the list of achievements and issues that NCBA invested into, trade.
This has been a momentous year in trade for the cattle industry. I think there have been points in this administration where we've had to kind of go on a leap of faith that the president was going to have our back and was going to execute on some of these priorities for us. But here we sit about ready to go into the new year with equal access into that Japanese market that's so important for our producers, our largest export market, finally putting us on par with those competitors around the world. The prospect of increased access to the Chinese market, coming online with potentially, the removal of some of those onerous non-tariff trade barriers. The access to the European Union, which has been a long-standing fight that Kent Backus has been working on for years now, to gain access to that market. It just speaks to the incredible work that we're doing as an industry to find those foreign destinations for our beef. As our producers increasingly grow the quality of what we put out, we grow the best beef in the world in the U.S. What we're hearing around the world is those consumers are seeking that out. They want U.S. beef. They want what we produce. And as we kind of break down those barriers, tariff and non-tariff alike, to get access to those markets, it's only going to mean a bigger pie for us here in the U.S.
Ethan Lane says beyond trade, the cattle industry stood up and hit head-on the issue of the Green New Deal in the early part of 2019 because it was important to stand up for producers who are doing the right thing.
We took as a real opportunity because I think every producer listening to this podcast right now knows that their story is not being accurately portrayed in the media. And that Green New Deal was a reflection of that, right? It's become in vogue in certain, certain cities and urban communities to bash beef and to act like beef is the root of all climate evil in the world. When in reality, we know that cattle production is a solution to climate change. And we have the data to back that up. And we have the EPA affirming that we don't have a measurable impact on climate change. And we have numbers to show that we're only 2% of greenhouse gas emissions. And when you look at those numbers in comparison to cattle production in other parts of the world, we're a beacon. We're a model of what the rest of the world should be following in their production methods. And even if that's not a fashionable thing to say in Finland or wherever these shadowy European environmental cabals exist, and they do exist in all of these odd places, that's the facts. And so as we kind of have seized on that and started to educate people on Capitol Hill, it's been amazing how many meetings we've had with Democratic members of Congress over the past year that we see their head nodding as we talk through those numbers, and then they're getting it and they're hearing it from their producers and their constituents at home as well. And what we've seen is this particular conversation bleeds into almost every issue we deal with here in Washington, D.C. And I know I had an op-ed on this a few months back. Sustainability is a word that makes people nervous, and they recoil from it because it always feels accusatory when you talk about it in the context of our industry. But we're looking at it as an opportunity, and that's a posture that we're going to continue. We're on offense here. We are not about to apologize for the way we produce our product, but we do want to make sure people understand what a good story we have to tell. Unfortunately, if you are a supporter of the Green New Deal, I think that to say that it crashed and burned would imply that it lifted off, and that's probably giving it too much credit. But we are going to go ahead and seize on the opportunity to educate people on that front.
NCBA's Ethan Lane. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Register now for the 24th Annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year, featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.